Broadcasting live from beautiful, historic Marion, Ohio, it's Now with Scott Spears on WWGH 107.1 FM. Call Scott live on the air anytime at 740-383-9944. No topic is too big or too small. I'm your announcer, the man with the golden voice, Ted Williams. And now, here's your host, Scott Spears.
Running on this Friday night. Hey, it is Friday night, November the 20th, 2020, 11-20-2020. How about that? We are on the verge of the big Thanksgiving holiday. We are in the middle of the curfew in Ohio. Franklin County has went purple in the pandemic. Purple pandemic, the two P's. And this is where we are on this Friday before Thanksgiving 2020. Joined in studio by co-host Angie Evers. Angie, here we are.
Hello.
What do you make of all the news this week? We thought the restaurants were all going to close. Instead, we got a curfew, which started last night. Did you notice anything different?
Nothing.
Nothing.
Except there were protesters downtown. Did you see that?
No, I didn't see that.
You didn't see anything
downtown
about
here?
Right. Yeah.
Oh,
downtown,
no, I didn't
Marion.
See that. What are they protesting?
They don't want to go home at 10 o'clock.
Well, where are they? That I didn't know any place
down. They were down at Lake City Hall or somewhere.
I don't think City Hall's open past 10 o'clock. Somebody should tell them that.
Yeah, they were protesting.
Really?
Yeah. Yep.
Were there a lot of them?
More than you would think. I mean,
just to say we don't want to go home at 10?
I think so.
Huh.
I'm surprised you didn't see that.
No, I didn't see. But where are they? I mean, you can still get your takeout. You can still go to the grocery store.
Right.
So what are they missing out here?
I really don't know because, I mean, I was out past 10 o'clock, but, you know, it didn't make a difference to me because, you know, I had to go home. You know, I had to pick my daughter up and go home.
But aren't most people home by 10 o'clock?
I would say most.
What are they?
I mean, people work. I mean, I'm normally at home. I would like to usually go to bed by 10. I mean, most people are home.
People just have a something in their craw about this 10 o'clock thing.
I think it's kind of been that way this whole year with everything.
Yeah, but I don't know. I'm still trying to figure out, number one, how this is going to help. Because the numbers are at an all-time high. Franklin County has went purple this week. And apparently today, I think we had one of the highest days we have ever had, number-wise.
Oh, I didn't see that today.
So, what is this? I mean, I understand it just started yesterday, but what is this going to do? I'm still confused on how this is supposed to help something.
I'm guessing it's mainly focused towards, like, the establishments that are open past 10. Like the bars and...
But don't they have to stop serving alcohol at 10:30?
I'm not sure. I don't really frequent those places, so I don't really know.
But I know that was a rule at one point. You could be out there, but they couldn't serve you alcohol past 10:30.
Well, with the curfew, does that mean then they do have to shut down at 10? Like,
see, I didn't think the restaurants had to because... now, you can't go in, but you can still get carry out after 10. And what restaurants are open past that at this point besides Denny's and Applebee's?
That's why I would say unless it's probably like an alcohol, has alcohol in it. I don't know.
I'm just highly confused. I'm not sure how this is supposed to lower the numbers.
Yeah, it's beyond me because I don't think it will really do much.
That's showbiz. I guess. I do want to let people know the free food bank is tomorrow at the Richland Road Church of Christ. 535 Richland Road, the last one before Thanksgiving. The food giveaway is, November 21st at 9 a.m. Parking lot opens up at 8 a.m. So I'm guessing they expect this to be a big food bank tomorrow if they're letting people know the parking lot opens at 8 a.m. and the food bank does not start till 9 a.m.
I'm sure it probably will because they will get their food for Thanksgiving.
That's 535 Richland Road, tomorrow morning, November 21st, 9 a.m., but the parking lot opens at 8 a.m. Now, it's a free food giveaway. I hope they have a lot of food. I'd hate to see anybody turned away. I hope they won't. But this is big because, to my knowledge, this is the only Thanksgiving meal free that's going on in Marion this week. Free Thanksgiving Day meal, November 26th, Day Spring Wesleyan Church, 2431 Marion Mount Gilead Road, right across from Menards, big church. This is open to the public. Now, you can get carry out. You cannot sit there and eat, but you can get carry out on Thanksgiving, 11 a.m. to 1 p.m., and if you have no transportation, you can get home delivery in the Marion area, 11 a.m. to 2 p.m. on Thanksgiving Day, but you have to pre-order by Tuesday, November 24th at noon. So you've still got a few days. Tuesday, November 24th by noon by calling Dayspring at 740-389-3684. That's 740-389-3684. Tuesday before noon, and you can get a free Thanksgiving meal delivered to your house.
Do you have to order if you're doing takeout?
I don't think for carryout.
Just if you want it delivered. Okay.
Maybe I'll do this.
Do what?
Just call. And because I live very close to this church. I bet they would deliver.
I bet they would.
I don't have to do anything that day. I'll just get up and wait for 11 o'clock and somebody will knock on the door and there's Thanksgiving dinner. And
that would be nice.
Eat it and then fall asleep on the couch and watch Macy's parade.
Yeah. I wonder how the parade's going to be.
No bands. 6 feet apart. Not as many balloons, I guess, because they can't use as many people. And I don't think there are you're allowed to stand on the street and watch.
Oh.
I think you can watch from apartments and windows and rooftops, but not. Do you want to go?
Well, yeah.
We can just get in the car. Okay. It only takes 8 hours to get there.
Okay.
Want to go? We'll leave Wednesday night.
Okay. You could just say you're with the media and.
Oh, they'd let me in. Well, New York's my town. So, free Thanksgiving dinner from Dayspring, 740-389-3684 if you want it pre-ordered, or just show up Thanksgiving Day between 11 and 1, but remember, you can't eat it there. Got to take it with you. And the Richland Road Church of Christ Free Food Bank tomorrow morning, starting at 9 a.m., but parking lot opens at 8 if you want to get in line. There you go. Your Thanksgiving update. So, what do you like best about Thanksgiving? We had many conversations on this show this past week in regard to the food of Thanksgiving. Now, I have never had starch. Well, that's not true, because I always do the brown serve rolls. But I don't do potatoes.
Right.
But apparently this year, there has to be potatoes.
You're going to have potatoes.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Well, you don't have to eat them, I guess.
But what's the difference between a sweet potato and a yam? This has been the big question.
Well, I mean, I don't know. I really don't know the difference, but I've cooked sweet potatoes before. You put them in foil, bake them in the oven, and then they kind of just ooze out. Once you take them out of the foil, like the peel will just peel right off. And then I just know, like, when I made sweet potato pie, I threw the sweet potatoes in my KitchenAid and then mixed them. And then put the butter and brown sugar.
Now, what about the tiny marshmallows?
Oh, well, yeah, I mean, you can use those, too. You got to put those, too. You got to have it all together.
But the yams, you just buy in that big can and dump them in a thing and put them in the microwave, right?
Well, I don't know about the microwave. I would probably put them in the oven.
Well, but I've got the turkey in the oven. Turkey takes up a lot of room.
Oh, yeah.
What I normally do is I put the turkey in the oven, and then I cook the stuffing on the stove.
Mm-hmm.
And then when I take the turkey out, I put the brown serve rolls in. Okay. Because it like 15 minutes to cook those. Not even that. So that's how I do Thanksgiving.
So you know what you could do, though? Like, if you cook the turkey, then you could go ahead and carve the turkey and just put everything, like, I've done this before, put everything in my crock pot and then add a little bit of, like, say, like, chicken broth. That way everything stays, like, moist and whatever. And then everything is just, you just have everything ready in the crock pot and so it stays warm. So, like, you could cook your turkey earlier in the day, get it all ready, and then when you're ready to eat, you can just eat it. I don't know. Does that make sense?
So you know what I'm talking about? You take the pieces of the turkey.
Yeah.
But you can't do the whole turkey, can you? Because the turkey's pretty big, usually.
Oh, well, I'm sure it would probably all fit in a big crock pot.
Well, because one of my biggest pet peeves, because when dinner's over, because I eat fairly late, 4 mm-hmm. o'clock, when dinner's over, I start putting up the Christmas decorations. Mm-hmm. But it takes a minute to clean up, because I usually do paper plates and things because mm-hmm. there are so many people. Now, this year will be different. I probably still will use paper stuff because it's just easier to throw away.
Right.
But you have, like, the utensils. Now, those I put in the dishwasher, and I usually load the dishwasher up and run it. And so this all takes, like, 45 minutes to an hour to clean up after people leave, mm-hmm. throw all the pop cans away and all that. And then I start doing the Christmas stuff. But the thing that takes the most time is shaving everything off the turkey that people didn't eat so you can put that away for leftovers the next day.
So if you do it ahead of time and just put everything in the crock pot, like, already, that way you don't have to do it later. Everything's already in there.
But I'm so busy that day because I'm not only trying to cook the turkey, I'm trying to cook the brown serve rolls, I'm trying to cook the stuffing, I'm trying to answer every phone call that's coming in. What time do I be here? What time should I, you know, where do you sit? I'm getting the paper plates ready. I got to get the butter ready. I got cranberry sauce. I do the cranberry sauce. I got to cut it up and put it on a plate.
Well, I have a feeling it won't be that bad. Maybe you'll have some help.
Well, I think to myself it won't be that bad because I know for sure there won't be that as many people there this year. But I don't think that takes the stress off of me because I'm not sure that the people give me the stress. I think it's the meal, and the meal is not getting smaller.
Right.
So I think I'm going to be just as stressed, even though I won't have as many people there.
I mean, I think it wouldn't be as stressful if you have somebody there helping you.
Right. I need somebody there shaving that turkey so I can deal tend.
Or somebody else. Like, you can shave the turkey and somebody else will do the rest of the stuff.
Oh. I don't know. I like the idea of somebody else shaving the turkey and me doing all the rest of the stuff. But it's going to be, I'm guessing at this point, I'm trying to snowball this, and you never know what will happen this week. But I'm thinking there'll probably be hopefully like 5 or 6. I think that's right during the COVID. I don't think anybody will get ill with that.
Nope. I mean, it's less than 10.
Less than 10.
Is that now, still a rule?
I don't know. But I had it right at 10. I dumbed it down to 10. Mm-hmm. And then COVID blew in and took that from 10 to 6. So COVID has already cut my party right down.
Yeah. Well, I mean, that's okay, I guess.
I'm glad I know.
Right.
Because it's interesting, 3 of the people on the list have the COVID, who normally attend my thing.
Yeah.
So not this year.
Nope. Yep. Hopefully they just stay home and get rest and feel better.
Well, I have confidence in this because everybody coming, 90% of them still work and I think would know if they had it. You know,
unless they're asymptomatic.
Well, but everybody coming has, in some form or fashion, been around each other. I'm not saying everybody's right. around everybody, mm-hmm. but there is some, if you draw the lines,
right.
there is some connection that everybody has with everybody on almost at least a daily or couple day basis.
Yeah.
So I think it'd be pretty hard for somebody at this thing to get the COVID.
Yeah.
If they haven't already got it from being around the people. At least it's not going to happen that day. And also, I think now the rule is you have to be, like, in somebody's face for 5 minutes. Isn't that what they're saying now?
I don't know if it's 5 minutes or 15 minutes. I mean, it was 15 minutes. Maybe they dropped it down to 5. I don't know.
See, if it's 15 minutes, who are you really around for 15 minutes?
Yeah. I mean, that's what they originally said. Yeah.
Now, is that the flu, though, too? Because I would think I don't know how I ever got the flu, because I should have never been around somebody's face for 15 minutes.
Well, you could have touched something at the grocery store and then touched your eyeball or something.
But not for 15 minutes.
Well, you don't have to touch your eyeball for 15 minutes.
So flu can live on things, but COVID can't.
No, I thought they said it can live on things.
So I don't have to be around
people. Don't you remember, like, people were wiping off everything that they would buy at the grocery store with, like, wipes, and people were like, oh, it lives on, like, you know, tin cans for, like, 3 weeks or something, or 3 months, or I don't know. Do you remember that?
Well, I guess then I'm thinking, so really you don't get it from people, you get it from surfaces.
I don't know. I mean, I would imagine you would get it, like, if somebody coughed or sneezed. I mean, just like you get any other bug. Or if you're touching stuff that is contaminated and then you either touch your mouth or your eyes or your nose. You know, just like anything else.
Well, it'll be a very COVID Thanksgiving. And I think, though, the people who are, you know, just not going to family events, that's probably good.
Mm-hmm. A lot of people are doing, like, the FaceTime Thanksgiving. So, I mean, that's good that we have the technology to do that kind of stuff. You know.
I would say. There could be worse situations.
Oh, yeah.
So here we are. What's your favorite part about the holiday? Let's pretend like it's just a normal Thanksgiving. I'm going to treat it that way.
Mm-hmm.
Aside from the, you know, people who have the COVID.
Well, I always like the food. I mean, I like Thanksgiving. I've always liked Thanksgiving better than Christmas, just because you don't have the hustle and bustle and buying presents and this and that. Because I think Christmas turns into like a stressful event. And then, but Thanksgiving, you just go and have fun and you can eat, play family games. I don't know.
Did your family play a lot of games on Thanksgiving?
Well, we used to when we went to my aunt's house. She liked to have us play games.
You know, I was always putting a party together. I never wanted to do games because I always figured there were some people who probably would not like that, mm-hmm. and then they would feel bored.
Mm-hmm.
So I just usually tried to turn it into a conversation.
Yeah.
Where people could talk and...
Well, I think some of us always went and played games, and then other people sat and talked, and... So... But I don't know. I just feel like the holidays just aren't like what they used to be like.
Well, I remember I used to have big holidays, because my mom... I mean, it's not a huge family, but she has three brothers, and her parents were always around, and they were all married, and they had kids. So when that Thanksgiving happened, that ended up being
big.
A very full, because you had, you know, her and her three brothers and their spouses, so that's eight people there.
Mm-hmm.
And then you had grandma and grandpa, so that was 10. And then you had, grandkids, I think there were 8 or 10 of us, so that's 20 people in a house, because it's Thanksgiving and you're not outside. And it even got bigger as years went on. I remember, like, within the last 15 years, as I got older and out of, you know, childhood, there were you know what my favorite Thanksgiving memory is? This is a sad Thanksgiving memory. My mom had just moved into a new place, and her youngest brother, my uncle, who lives, I hope he doesn't hear this, but this is a nice Thanksgiving memory. He had just got divorced. Well, maybe this is him calling in. Wouldn't this be good? Oh, no, I know who this is. And you know what? We are going to... But, so what happened was, my mother was having her Thanksgiving, which her parents were there and her brothers and all this. And her youngest brother had just gotten divorced from the mother of his kids, who had always been around at the Thanksgivings. Now, I don't know how this happened, but somehow, his ex-wife from that previous year. Now, she'd always been there years and years and years. They were married for something like probably, well, over 10 years. It wasn't a quick marriage. They had two kids, three kids. So somehow she ends up getting invited. Or, no, I think what, matter of fact, now that I look back on it, I think she was dropping the kids off.
And she came in.
And she came in.
Mm-hmm.
And she didn't know that he was there with his girlfriend.
Oh.
Who I don't think she'd ever met. So, the house is full of people. You know, all the family members and all the grandkids and all the, you know. And I remember I was sitting on the couch in the living room because the house was just packed full. The garage was packed full. Big, big, big event. And I'm sitting there with some people and we're talking. And she walks in the door with the kids and she sees them. And they're sitting in the kitchen at the table. And almost nothing was said, but she goes out the door, slams it, and the girlfriend simultaneously goes into the garage and slams the door. And this all happens within like 20 seconds. And I remember my grandmother going out the front door to try to console the ex-wife, and my uncle trying to go into the garage to console the girlfriend. And I turn to the people in the room and I say, well, this is Thanksgiving to me. I never will forget that. That's a happy Thanksgiving memory for me. Just like Saturday Evening Post.
That's funny.
I'll never forget that.
Hmm.
And he's still married to the girlfriend.
Oh, is he?
Yeah. Now, if they get a divorce and you know.
But do they have kids?
No. They didn't have any kids together.
Yeah. So.
No.
He'll probably be in the clear then.
Well, I don't know, because if they get divorced and then she happens to show up at a Thanksgiving, you know, and he's got a new girlfriend, there could be this all over again.
Right.
It's funny, though, because I'm still friends with the woman who used to be my aunt on Facebook. And I think we're friendlier now than we were when she was my aunt.
Mm-hmm.
I didn't like her then.
No?
Nobody did. No, she had a real kind of a gruff attitude.
Uh-oh.
Yeah. She just had a way about her. She grew up in a large family. She was a foster kid.
Okay.
And she grew up in a very big, big family. So she kind of had a different personality.
Hmm.
Everybody would say that, who knew her. But now, I think as she's gotten older, she's mellowed. And she's the mother of my cousin, so it's not like I don't know who she is.
Yeah.
She was around for years.
Huh.
Yeah.
Well, at least you're all friendly now.
Well, I'm friendly with her.
Oh.
I'm friendly with my uncle when I see him.
Mm-hmm.
Now, his new wife, she's okay at times.
At times.
He listens from time to time.
Mm-hmm.
He'll appreciate this. No, I'm not. She's an interesting personality, is what I would say. But I think anybody would say, I'm just honest. I'm sorry. They can call me an interesting personality, too. She's one of these people. She will do, like, if you asked her to do anything, I genuinely think she would do it. I think she's that type of nice mm-hmm. person. But she just has no, like, social propriety. She has no, like, she doesn't do well with other people. It's a weird combination.
Hmm.
Like, I've seen her walk out of, it's weird. We had an episode this was not a happy Thanksgiving moment. I'm not even going to tell this one. Because it doesn't involve, well, I mean, I was there. But it's kind of it was a personal story for somebody. So I'm not going to tell their dirty laundry. But this happened just like two Thanksgivings ago. And it was her just acting very strange in a social setting that didn't have to be like that. Like, she makes the problems 10 times worse than they really have to be. Like, there's a minor problem and she amplifies it.
Yeah. Some people do that.
Yeah. But what's weird is, like I say, I do believe if you were in a jam and called her, she would be right there. But she just doesn't do well in groups.
Hmm.
I'll never hear from them again.
Maybe it's like an social anxiety disorder.
Maybe. Maybe. And I have no doubt in my mind that she's very good to him. Mm-hmm. As a matter of fact, I would probably say she's probably more nurturing than his first wife was toward him. Like taking care of him, mm-hmm. like making sure he's well. I know she probably is.
Yeah.
But she's just not. She's socially hard. And I'm not the only one who has said this. Mm-hmm. A lot of people have.
Yeah.
So don't try to put it on me. I will say it's true, you know.
Right. Yeah, some people are just like that.
And a matter of fact,
we're all different.
Well, coincidentally, they haven't been invited to things, and they probably don't care, but they, honestly, they're left off the guest list a lot of times because of her. I know they are. Now, like I said, they probably don't want to come anyway, and that's fine. But I know that thought, I mean, they live in the same town. Nobody ever invites them to anything that doesn't deal with something like a birthday party for maybe his father, say. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I mean, they'll be invited right. to that, which is usually probably the only place I see them. Mm-hmm. But other than that, nobody invites them.
No.
And they might have their own plans, like I say. So I'm not saying that they're just sitting at home alone because nobody likes them. I mean, they have kids and so on and so forth. But that's why they don't end up on the guest list of anybody else. There's a secret let out.
Well, I mean, I don't know. I have such a small family.
But your family's nice. I know your family. I've known your family. I even know members of your family who are no longer here. And your family is not like my family. Like, you don't have that in your family.
Yeah, speaking of family, today's my nephew's birthday.
Oh, is that...
Don.
Don?
Mm-hmm.
Cool.
I think he's 28?
I have Don's thing right over there. He's going to get angry at me.
Uh-oh.
Because it's right up there on top of the television. I haven't done that yet. I've got to get that done. Mm-hmm. He wants some of your dad's programs, and I haven't... Maybe. I'll get to it. But, you know, your family doesn't have those issues.
Well, every family has issues.
You have one like that?
Well, not really. Probably if anybody had issues, it was probably with me.
Oh, really?
I don't know.
I not doubt that.
Not with me, but with other people, maybe. I don't know.
Oh. Well, but, you know, these things just have went on over the years. Mm-hmm. And I don't, you know, I think back on them now as good memories.
Right. I think every family has their issues and, you know, life goes on.
Well, you know, one of mine was the whole wedding. I'm not going to get into it. The wedding invitation, you know, that started years ago. That wasn't a Thanksgiving memory, but you know, that caused a little friction. And you know, these other events I think have caused some friction over the years as well.
Yeah.
But I don't think I can be held responsible for that. Do you?
No.
Now we're going to take some calls in hour number 2. So if you're thinking of calling in between 9:15 and 10 tonight, give us a buzz back, 740-383-9944. But I like the holiday. I do. I like Thanksgiving. I think it's fine. I put up the Christmas decorations Thanksgiving night.
Are you going to buy anything online, like your Black Friday shopping?
Well, I might.
Do you do Black Friday shopping?
I have. I like to, you know, get things moving. Last year, I actually went to the stores on Black Friday. I didn't go in the morning, but I went at night. I went, you know, it was like 7 or 8 o'clock that night.
So they cleared out?
Not really.
Really?
No, I was at Kohl's. That's where I ended up. They were still fairly busy.
Yeah, I don't really do Kohl's on that day.
And it was the person wanted this certain thing. And I remember I was even texting with them as I was there buying this object. And I buy it. And I gave it to them. And they're no longer around at this point. They haven't passed away. They're just not in my hemisphere anymore. So.
But that was very nice of you to go to Kohl's on Black Friday.
I thought it was.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's because you're very thoughtful.
Well, hopefully when they wear it this year, they'll think of me and what I went through last Thanksgiving. But that's showbiz.
That's life.
Out with the old, in with the new. That's what I say. Oh, your favorite, my favorite question. What are you thankful for? And we'll do this on Thanksgiving as well.
Oh boy, what am I thankful for?
And this is a good question this year, because we've had a lot of bad COVID-related messy stuff this year. So, what are you thankful for?
So, I'm pretty thankful for, like, getting stress out of my life. That's been really good, because I get, you know, my bad headaches, and my headaches are much better. It's amazing what stress does to your body.
I'm thankful there are some people who I removed from my life.
Mm-hmm.
Who probably shouldn't have been there to begin with.
Right. Well, I mean, that's kind of, you know, where I'm at.
But, you know, if I saw these people, I would say hello.
You wouldn't dart down the other aisle?
If they didn't see me.
Well.
But if they saw me, I would try to be sociable.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I don't like carrying grudges. So I want to say hello and how are you and hope all is well and mm-hmm. hope you like that Christmas present I got you last year and, you know, happy holidays.
Yeah.
You know, that what'd you think? You listened yesterday when I had that financial guy on from Otterbein University. Yeah. What'd you think about what he had to say about the shopping season this year? I thought that was fascinating.
Oh, yeah. I mean, he had some really good information. But, you know, it's just interesting how different we are doing things, have to do things this year.
You know, I don't know if I really totally believed him. I mean, I don't know. I think people are going to shop. I think people are going to buy. I think people are going to tree it up. Matter of fact, oh, I want to make sure to mention this before I forget it. Stop putting your Christmas decorations up already. Because I was driving in tonight, and there's this house over on Main Street that is just decked out like the Griswolds in Christmas Vacation. Just Christmas decorations galore. And somebody asked me today, is it okay to put my tree up? And I said, no, you don't put it up till the Thanksgiving dinner is over. Now, you can put it up Thanksgiving night. You can put it up the day after Thanksgiving. But don't put it up before the dinner.
So, you know, I know because this year's been hard for so many people. A lot of people, you know, Christmas brings them joy and happiness. So I know a lot of people that don't normally put things up early have put things up early this year because it just makes them feel better.
You know what? I'm a little worried, and somebody asked me this. Now, our 21-day curfew will be up before Christmas Eve. It'll be up. It started yesterday, so it will go through like the 15th, 16th of December. Now, what about Christmas services, which normally happen on Christmas Eve at night?
Right. I mean, I don't know. I would imagine some places will probably do online. Some will probably still do in person. I don't know. I mean, like the big churches, I don't know. I'd still really be leery about going.
I have an idea that's going to solve all this. I'm not going to say it on the air because I don't want it to be stolen. But I have a thing. It has to do with this radio station. But we have a big thing coming up. We've never done this, and it's propelled by this pandemic. But I think it'll become a tradition every year, and nobody else will really be able to do it unless you have a radio station. But it has to do with Christmas Eve services, and it has to do with the fact that we're not supposed to be around each other, and it has to do with the radio, and that's all I'm going to say at this point.
Hmm. Okay.
All I'm going to say is my family was in a very unique business. My grandparents and my mother was even involved, and father, before that business went under back in the 70s. All those businesses went under for a time. And that is what inspired this in my mind. But it ties so perfectly into radio. It ties so perfectly into this whole problem we're having with services.
Mm-hmm.
And but I also think we'll broadcast it video on Facebook and all that, so people can do it that way. But people want to be together. Now, we're not going to break any of these guidelines, where, you know, 6 feet apart and all that, but it's a way where people can all get together in a certain area and yet be safe.
Okay.
Yep. Wait for this. I'm going to be so busy Christmas Eve, because I also have Christmas Eve at my house. So this will probably be like a late service.
Okay.
But that's okay, because I don't have to be up early Christmas Day.
I can imagine what you're scheming in your head.
Can you?
Mm-hmm.
Santa Claus doesn't come to my house anymore. I do leave milk and cookies out for him, though.
I mean, you aren't really that old.
Well, maybe he should come to my house then.
Maybe.
There's always some presents under my tree from Santa. He comes early because on Christmas Eve, he wants to visit the kids. So he'll drop by, like, you know, the 18th, 20th, sometimes the 24th during the day and drop off his gifts.
Aw.
Yeah, nice guy.
Yeah, that is nice. Is he going to be wearing a mask this year?
Well, see, this is a whole nother thing. You know,
I mean, going into all these houses, I just don't know.
Well, I'm worried about the laps. You know, yeah. Sit on Santa's lap. I don't know if that's feasible.
You know, I seen something on TV where they had Santa, and then they had a big, you know, one of those plexiglass shields, like, in front of him. So, like, you wouldn't actually get to, like, sit on his lap. I think you would just, like, go up and talk to him between the glass.
Well, we will have the Santa. This year, we took 2 years off. We did this the first 4 years. But this year, the Santa Colin show is returning. I guess I can announce that. Because of COVID, Santa wants to do it again.
Mm-hmm.
So you'll be able to call the radio station.
Tell
your grandkids and whatever. Santa will be on 1 hour a week starting... not next week, because it's Thanksgiving week, but the following week. And he'll be on once a week leading up to Christmas.
Mm-hmm.
And he'll be on 45 minutes a week. And you just call in and tell Santa what you want on the air. And we tape all those, so those will be online. And Mom and Dad and Grandma, Grandpa, Aunt and Uncle can keep that, you know, you talking to Santa.
Yeah. Well, that's
we won't even charge you.
That is great.
Yeah. So Santa will be in the studio once a week. I kind of know what time of the week it's going to be. It'll be in the evening when kids are out of school. So get ready for that.
Yeah. You know, the schools are they're starting hybrid here soon.
Back to hybrid.
Yeah.
So what, 2 days there, 2 days off?
Right. Right.
Well, see.
And then it'll be like that through, like, I know River Valley's doing it, and they'll be doing it till, like, what, mid-January? So
it's going to be a time.
Yeah.
I'm excited, though, because, you know, I think in a way Thanksgiving and Christmas, what they've always supposedly been about is overcoming adversity. I mean, look at the original story of Christmas. You know, we're talking about two people who were turned away at the inn, you know,
right,
and had to go to a manger, no hospital.
Right.
And had a baby. Now, we've become very complacent. Even though we do go to church and so on and so forth, I don't know if we really think about that anymore. So this year, we've got a real adversity now in this country. This pandemic is no joke. We're having to stay away from people, and we're at a height. And I think it's interesting that it's happening at the holiday time. So, you know, we're going to see how well we do with adversity during this time of year, and hopefully we do as well as Mary and Joseph did.
Right. And I think people will adapt and overcome, and I don't know, hopefully stay safe.
I hope they'll stay safe. I don't know why we can't obey the rules, but there are ways around it. Like with the Santa Colin show, that's a way around.
Yeah, that's a great idea.
Yeah, so that's a way. And this thing that's going to happen on Christmas Eve, as far as the service goes, it follows every precaution, but yet we can all be together, and it doesn't just have to be a streamed video.
Yeah. Well, that's good.
So I'm excited.
That's exciting.
And it's only like a month away.
I know. Today's the 20th of November. Is it? I didn't work today, so I'm off.
Well, you know what the great thing is in my mind about this? This Christmas Eve thing, we obviously will record it as we record everything here. It'll be something that could be played for years and years to come.
Yeah.
Because a Christmas Eve service, you know, it's not really, it's not of a time. It's mm-hmm. it's about something else.
Yeah. That's good. I'm excited for the holidays this year.
You normally are not.
I normally am not. Right.
But during the pandemic year, you're excited.
Yeah. I know. When I went to Menards the other day, and like they had all their Christmas lights out and all their Christmas trees and Christmas music playing. I was like, well, you know, I think this is doable.
Oh, one of our listeners, Chip, called in. We will start playing Christmas music. One song every... Because I think we can get overrun with that.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I think it's 93.3 plays it constantly, and they've already started.
Oh.
See, I think that's too much.
Yeah.
Too much, too much. So we start on Thanksgiving Day, and we play one song an hour. One song an hour. Leading, mm-hmm. you know, I think that's enough.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. It's a different song every hour.
Yeah. Yeah, I can only handle so much Christmas music. I mean, you know, it's fun to listen to when I think when you're putting up the Christmas tree. But
I was so excited. A few weeks ago, I was at a thrift store and found, because I'm into vinyl, and I found a Christmas record, one of the all-time classic Christmas records from the 60s, in good condition and still in the jacket.
Yeah.
Yeah. So I was, and I thought it was going to be expensive because it didn't have a price on it, and it ended up being $1.
That's a bargain.
And I didn't even buy it.
That's even more of a bargain.
Somebody bought it for me, which I'm telling you, even better. And I'm waiting to put it on until Thanksgiving night.
That'll be fun.
I need to test it. Because the worst thing would be to put it on Thanksgiving night and just...
Maybe that's why it was $1.
Maybe. So I need to put it on to make sure it's going to work. But I have two record players, too.
Two
record players.
Wow.
Yep. Yep. I had one that somebody got me a few years ago. And then my grandfather gave me one when he downsized.
Okay. I don't have one.
Oh, do you want one?
No.
Well, I have two.
I'm good.
What do you mean, no?
Well, if I
offered you a record player. Why would you not take my record player?
If I wanted a record player, you could just say, hey, come over and we can listen to this record.
I'll wrap it and give it to you for Christmas.
I need a sewing machine. That's what I need.
That's what you're asking Santa Claus for.
Yeah, a sewing machine. I started a project earlier in the year, back when the pandemic hit and my sewing machine caught on fire. It was smoking. Not a good thing.
No, no.
But, I mean, it was like 60 years old.
I think I might have a sewing machine in my garage. I think I inherited it when somebody went on to their reward.
Oh.
Yeah.
Okay.
And I don't need it because I don't sew. It's probably been out there for like 4 years. But it's probably a good sewing machine.
Well, you're going to have to find it and then... donate it to me.
Well, I certainly don't need it at this point. Yeah, because when this person went on to their reward, I ended up cleaning out their apartment, and I ended up with a lot of their stuff. And a lot of it just ended up in my garage and has stayed there for like 4 years. So I think it's there. I would have to look, but I can picture it in my head.
Yeah. Because you can always, you know, YouTube how to use a sewing machine. Like, if you're not sure.
Here, I want to get one question in before we break at the top of the hour here. But and next hour, remember, we're going to take phone calls. So I'll ask some of our guests next hour this question. 740-383-9944, 915 to 10. Can you make amends with people who are dead? This was a question the other day in a newspaper. Because at the holidays, a lot of people get depressed because people have went on to their reward. And they feel like they can't make amends with those people because they're no longer here. And, you know, I think it's an interesting question.
You mean like if they were having issues?
Yeah, like say all throughout their life, off and on, they weren't getting along or there's something they didn't like about them. Mm-hmm. Can you, if it's still bothering you and they've went on to their reward, mm-hmm. can you make amends even though they're no longer here?
I mean, I think that would be something you would have to do within yourself.
Well, I think you should go to their shade and apologize.
You think that'll work?
That's what I would do, sure. I've had to go to a couple people's shade and apologize.
Really?
Yeah. Not for me. It didn't bother me. I just felt but like...
It made you feel better?
You know, people were angry at me because of something, so I went and apologized to their shade.
Huh.
Because what else are you going to do? You can't apologize to them. They're not here.
Right. I would just think that has to be something you have to work out.
Well, I would go there mind. And... You know, they're laid out,
mm-hmm.
you know, you're at their shade, and I say, I'm sorry about that. Hope all is well.
Do you think they heard you?
No, probably not. But
so you were just doing that for your own mentality, like...
I don't even think it was that. I think it was because people felt that...
That you needed to do it? Other people felt like you needed
yeah,
to do
that maybe
that?
I had not been as fair with this person as I should have been in life.
But if you, I don't know, that's just different, I guess. I mean, I just think that's like, you know, when you apologize to somebody, if somebody tells you, well, you need to apologize to that person, but...
Oh, yeah, I still don't care.
Do
I still believe it.
Yeah.
I still believe what I said.
Okay.
I mean, I'm not over. I mean, I'm not. I wasn't even under it. I'm not. I just don't. I still believe it. But because it bothered other people, who it's not really about that person. Mm-hmm. They're gone. It's that it bothered other people here. So to pacify them, I went to the shade and apologized.
Right. I mean, I see what you're saying, but I just feel like
it wasn't for me, and it wasn't for them.
Right.
Because I'm not somebody who believes dying makes you a great person. You ever notice how somebody dies and all of a sudden you can't speak ill of the dead? Who came up with that? What a better time to speak ill of somebody than when they're not around anymore. It's a joke. Laugh, it's the holidays. No, but I don't think you should... I really don't think you should glorify people just because they're dead. You know, if they were, you know, 200 pounds of awful in their life, they're not all of a sudden great just because... Dying does not make you a great person.
Right.
But I've...
Hopefully they're just into a better place and...
I've got a break for 15 minutes. I'll probably head over and apologize to somebody's shade for this 15 minutes. And I'll come back and we'll have more holiday fun here on WWGH Radio, 9:15 to 10. And you on the toll-free line, 740-383-9944. Happy holidays.
Come. Find us on Facebook by searching WWGH Marion, Ohio, 107.1 FM. And clicking like for exclusive content.
Programming on WWGH Radio 107.1 FM is supported by CRT Mechanicals. Address 2842 Road, number 7.